alleged supporters of the ruling New Patriotic Party locked up two offices of the Youth Employment Agency, YEA, in the northern region yesterday. The armed youth invaded the agency offices in the Tamale Metro and Sangnarigu district, sacking the staff. There was a report of a similar attack on the regional office of the National Health Insurance Authority. They hung red banners with inscriptions such as "Strictly Out of Bounds" and "Our Government is in Power." At the YEA offices, the situation nearly degenerated into chaos as staff struggled to pack out. It took the intervention of personnel of the Ghana Police Service to avert further destruction. The regional commander of Rapid Deployment Force of the Ghana Police Service, ASP Apreku, who was at the scene, told Radio Ghana that some personnel will be stationed at the various offices to protect lives and property.
Information received that indicating that there were some people causing some disturbances at the National Youth Employment District. So we rushed to the place with the men, Actually, there is no damage, but however, the doors have been closed and the windows have been faced with this red materials. Yes, and then the men have left. As our mandate to protect life and property, and we have come here, have left the men here so that at least they will carry on with their normal duties of protecting life and their properties.
The regional commander of Rapid Deployment Force of the Ghana Police Service, ASP Apreku, the regional director of the YEA, Tanko Rashid Computer, condemned the attack.
Sangnarigu and then the Tamale Metro offices have been locked on red bands from the that some unknown entities have seen and locked it. Well, the staff of Sangnarigu will be seen and told them that the scene is just to make sure that they lock up the scene. And that we lock it.
You don't have the right at all completely. As of now, I'm officially writing to the police command to inform them about the activities of the task. You know, we are operating under an act of parliament that establishes the activities which mandated at the public service. So all staff there are instituted to the public service commission to see their staff or the agency. And therefore, nobody has the right to attack the office as of now, thinking that it's a political office. So they say this issue. So they are wrong. They might be taking people on previous students when it was here, NYC, those people to their staff because it was their program. Those were not agencies, they were programs. They were not backed by any act of parliament through an executive instrument that they were established.
You heard the Northern Regional Director of the YEA, Tanko Rashid Computer.
And we have on the line our North Regional Correspondent, Mohammed Fugu, to update us on the situation currently prevailing. Good afternoon to you, Mohammed.
Good afternoon, Abraham.
Well, where are you stationed exactly now?
I'm currently just by the Sangnarigu District Office of the YEA. And I went around all the offices, including the Tamale Metro, the Regional Insurance Office, and also the Sangnarigu YEA Office. And security is very tight as the workers have resumed work. Activities are going on smoothly and people are there to embark on their normal activities. All the workers have resumed to work. So security is very tight. I can see that about three police officers or personnel have been stationed in all the three offices that were attacked yesterday.
So, Mohammed, as of now, the situation is under control. And we thank God for that. And so we'll be calling you subsequently to update us on the issue. That was our Northern Regional Correspondent, Mohammed Fugu.
The Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Paul Asariansa, has been explaining what transpired at the authority's premises when a group said to be members of the invisible forces of the NPP gathered there demanding to be given jobs. He told Radio Ghana that the management was surprised to have seen about 100 members of the group on its premises requesting to be employed.
We had a group of young men who came to the port. As it was, they had information that some people whom they described as members of the invisible forces from Accra had been brought to the port to work for the national security. So they came to, as a ascertain the veracity of that information, and if it was, make sure that they would replace those people who were brought from Accra, because they are based in Tema here, and they wouldn't see the need or the why people should be brought from Accra when there's a job opportunity for them to take advantage of right in you know, right in front of them at the port. So that is why they came. The target was not the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, but the target was the National Security Operatives, which they felt that had been brought from Accra to replace those who were there earlier on. So it was an employment opportunity that they believe they should rather, you know, have the benefit of.
Were they carrying letters sanctioning them to do that? As in appointment letters?
No, they were not. In actual fact, the information we had was that there was an earlier letter from certain quarters requesting some people come to the port and verify information that was given to the transition team on the ground. You know, so those guys were there for this specific assignment, but not that they had been employed to replace those who were there, I mean the national security people who were there. But let me emphasize that much as one would understand the desperation of this young man, is that it's an indication of the build-up, you know, of expectation from before the elections to after elections. And there's a tendency for some people to believe that once the change has happened, the impact should reflect on their lifestyle, you know, immediately.
That was the Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority, Paul Asariansan.
International relations and security expert Erbad Ibrahim has condemned the practice where youth of political parties seize some state assets without recourse to due process. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said there is no justification for people to vandalize state property which cost huge sums to put up. Mr. Ibrahim laid the blame at the doorstep of the winner-takes-all system.
The rampage we are seeing collectively could be vestiges of the unintended consequences of the winner-takes-all syndrome we have in this country. For every party foot soldier that embarked on a door-to-door campaign, for every party foot soldier that was in the same trench with MPP leaders to canvass for those, the person sees victory at the poll as an opportunity to also benefit from the national case. The country that prides itself as the most vibrant and thriving democracy in the sub-region, we have proven to the international community that we have the wherewithal and the moral high ground to undertake people elections. The transition period has also been smooth. Let's not mar this international reputation by doing acts that portray Ghana as an anarchical and chaotic country. We are a nation of rule of law, and I will call on all parties to exercise restraint. Party foot soldiers, members of private party security, to exercise restraint. What is yours will eventually come to you if you follow due process.
Mr. Ibrahim charged the security agencies to work hard to clamp down on these unlawful acts. He mentioned that due to political interference, these cases are not pursued to their logical conclusion.
To paint a picture of how serious it is, for a person to even use force to take away the beret of a police officer who is standing there and representing the state. If a person is prosecuted, then the person stands against or versus the state. That is how serious it is. For a door you broke in, for a window you smashed, and belonging to a building, that is a property. If you are prosecuted, that is how serious your felony is. But how does a person get arraigned before a court of competent jurisdiction? It has to be a security agent who can be a BNI official or police officer who will arrest such an individual going on a rampage. And after that, the person is detained and the charge sheet is prepared at the police post before you are taken to court. But the hands of our security agencies are tied. Wherever this happens, whether Bodi or anywhere in the country, you first need to arrest the young people that are doing this, take them to the police post or the police station. And it could be a district police command or a divisional police command. And the commander is answerable. The regional police commander, who is the police appointee, and the one being arrested was through his soil and wife that took him to the Flagstaff House or the Golden Jubilee House. And so therefore, there is no appetite whatsoever to encourage our security agencies to do their work and uphold the evil of their profession because of political interference in what they do. And so therefore, some of the party youth faithful feel emboldened that for as long as their party is in power, they won't even make it to the police court, not to talk of being arraigned before a court in the country to be prosecuted.
International relations and security expert Erbad Ibrahim.
A political scientist at the University of Education Winneba, Dr. Brahma Awaisu, has described as worrying reports that some party supporters are claiming ownership of state property because their party is now in government. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Awaisu said the trend is continuing because in previous administrations, people who engaged in such acts were not punished. He called on the political establishment to allow the police to prosecute such groups and persons to serve as a caution to all.
I think this development is worrying. And let me take you just a minute to give you some historical antecedents. You recall in 2008, when NDC won, people went seizing places of convenience, government facilities, and what have you. And in all this, we have institutions mandated to ensure law and order. And as we speak now, was anybody arrested and prosecuted in 2008 today? And if that did not happen, people thought that you can also do that with impunity anytime our government is in place. As far as I'm concerned, what is happening now is criminal and unacceptable. And especially so when President Akufo-Addo and his team are distancing themselves from these activities, what prevents the police from arresting and if possible prosecuting them to send a strong signal to people that we have law and order in the state? But if we treat it as a political affair and only come with public rhetoric that, oh, this is a political affair, we are going to do ABC and you do nothing, what happened is that people would continue to do this. And what we are seeing now, if you're not dealing with it decisively, we are most likely going to encounter the same thing in the next 4-8 years. And that is not good for our democracy.
You heard Dr. Brahma Awaisu, a political science lecturer at the University of Education, Winneba.
The police say it is criminal offense for any group of persons to besiege state facilities without authorization. The Director of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, Chief Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Agojo, speaking to Radio Ghana, said the police will not hesitate to treat these persons as criminals and cautioned such groups to respect the law. He said the service is monitoring the trend and will act appropriately.
We are cautioning the public to be very careful and also report any suspicious act to the police, and also at the same time cautioning those who are contemplating or are even already in the act of doing this to be wary, because the law will catch up with them and we will deal with them ruthlessly, because they are criminals. They are criminals masquerading as political party supporters, taking vengeance for which we do not understand. And this is something that we will not accept.
Have you made any arrests so far?
I cannot give you statistics now. And we are monitoring the situation and we will give you feedback on arrests and other statistics later.
In the case of the invisible forces, the names are appearing all over.